I'm an almost perpetual traveler. I wander through the vast star fields of the universe, across the bridges between dimensions. I traipse the towpaths of time. The galaxies are mine to range across forever and a day. Sometimes, though not often, I like to get away from it all, or at least try to. There is a house in deepest, darkest Sussex. Its name, Nest Cottage. It has a housekeeper who tends the place when I'm travelling. Her name is Whimsy. She can be a bit of a handful, the poor dear. Mrs. Whimsy doesn't really belong to the 21st century, but her duties are very light, and she's settled well into village life. Next Christmas, I was returning to that quiet corner of the world after a year's absence. Snow clouds were gathering in the sky, and I was quite unaware of the heavy weather Mrs. Whimsy and I would soon have to face. Knowing her as I did by then, I'd have been foolish to expect a warm welcome.
Oh, so you're back again, are you?
Oh, just for a few days. I've promised the TARDIS an overhaul, and also I thought I should see how you were getting on.
I see. Well, don't get under my feet. It's almost Christmas again. Are you staying for the festivities?
Remember last year?
Hardly likely to forget it, am I? I was hoping it'd be quieter this year, Doctor.
We'll just have to see, won't we?
If you'll excuse me, I'm getting ready for the church bring and buy sale, and we're very busy. It should have been last week, but the pipes burst in the church hall, so now it's 3 days before Christmas, and I'm run off my feet.
Of course, don't mind me.
I suppose you'll be wanting supper?
I'd be a fool not to, glorious chef that you are. I'm pleased to see you've settled in so well, away from your actual time and place.
Well, now that you mention it, when you've fixed up your time machine, do you think you could take me back there, to Cromer, 1932? Take me home.
Oh, this may sound harsh, Mrs. Whimsy, but there's nothing there for you back in the past. Your life is here now, at Nest Cottage.
Oh, I thought so. I see. Well, never mind. Welcome back, Doctor.
Doctor Who, Demon Quest, The Relics of Time by Paul Mars, starring Tom Baker and Susan Jameson. And so those few dark days before Christmas inched along. Snow fell, and Mrs. Whimsy came and went, banging and clattering about with box loads of stuff from the attic and the cellar. I paid her little attention.
What about this? Will you be needing this any more?
What? No, I'm busy. Go away.
Suit yourself.
Meanwhile, I was wholly concerned with the various components from the TARDIS console, which I had scattered about the parlour and the dining room. Truth be told, I had been a little over-enthusiastic in some of my dismantling.
That looks like a proper dog's dinner.
I know a dog who'd argue with that. Anyway, what would you know about relative dimensional engineering?
Nothing at all.
No.
But I'd know better than to get marmalade in the workings.
And with that, she was gone down to the church hall in a flurry of biscuit tins and eiderdowns. I continued to tinker in the warm glow of the hearth fire, examining then reassembling each component of the TARDIS console. It was around about midday when I started to look for the spatial geometer I'd earlier dismantled. That's funny. I'm sure I put the pieces down here somewhere.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?